Thank you, Lord Jesus, for delivering us from evil and into your marvelous plan. Well, the Lord has promised me that a breakthrough is coming soon, and I believe it's arrived. A huge pressure has come off of me, and I'm feeling more like myself than I have in a long time. Thank you for your prayers, Heart Dwellers. Thank you so very much. But it's not just your prayers. It is a season we are coming into, the season of manifestation of our dreams. Jesus began, "This is a time of increase to my faithful ones. Many waves of darkness have covered you over and over again, but you still come back up to the surface, swimming strong in my promises for you. Dear ones, this was necessary to temper and harden you off for battle. The promises I have made to you, the gifts and vocations I have called you to, are highly wrought with danger. And these powerful dark waves were necessary to prepare you. They were not your end, as the devils tried to tell you, but only lessons in perseverance. What I have given you, the visions and promises, are still glowing strong in your hearts and keeping you active in resisting the temptation to quit. You know that this is your ticket to fulfillment in my calling for your lives, and you have held on through some of the roughest battles of your lives. Your faith keeps you coming back up to the surface after the monster waves wash over you. Your faith in me to execute what I promised through you, and the joy of the calling still burning strong in your hearts. Satan has not prevailed. You have not quit. We are still climbing together, and you are beginning to get your footing in your callings." And when he said this, I saw that our little group had scaled a very tall mountain, and we were walking on a sharp ridge towards a lookout point. Some in our company were ready to begin their calling, and paths led off to the right and left that took them to their appointed place. It was very, very high up in the mountains, way above the tree line, with only bare rock. The rest of our company continued up the mountain with Jesus. He continued, "As you take your rightful place in these ministries for me, you will continue to watch for attacks, which will surely come. But just as surely we will overcome them and victoriously execute my plans for the kingdom together. For many of you, this is a very sensitive time as you begin to feel your calling gelling underneath you. It is important to guard these fragile new beginnings, because the enemy will continue to assault and steal them from you if you allow it. The key is to keep your eyes on me and tucked down in your heart, your mission." Peter could only walk upon the water as his eyes were riveted on me. "Claire, you and others have been very tempted to look at the ministries of others and compare. This caused you to sink into the deep. The very moment you returned your gaze to me and my specific vision for you, you regained some semblance of balance and rekindled the embers within. You have yet to fully connect with how I want to use you. But when you do, all your preconceived ideas of a music ministry will change dramatically to a healing ministry. Yes, healing and restoration of souls to me. This will be uniquely your calling, and no other will be like it. It will be totally individual to you. Please don't grieve me with your unbelief." Oh boy, he was reading my mind and my feelings just then. I was cringing. Oh boy, am I up to this? It wasn't good when I was thinking. He said, "Please don't grieve me with your unbelief. You were so focused on your shortcomings and past failures that I cannot even give you a prophetic word without you cringing in unbelief. What am I to do with this attitude? You've been listening to way too many demons, and your mind has been polluted with their poison. But as you press in and begin to see real progress, and it is coming, you will align your thinking with mine. Your saving grace in this hour is your love for me and the desire to help others. Yes, the anointing is there, no matter how badly you feel about your deficiencies. You're going to rise to the top and leave them in the deep darkness where they belong. What I mean about rising to the top is that you'll see your dreams manifested in your music. You're a piece of work, you know that? You're one of the most difficult true believers to convince, partly because of the liars that surround you, and partly because you demand perfection and tend to be unwavering in critiquing your work. This, in the end, will lead to beautiful music, but for now you are really a pain to work with. I'm sorry, Lord. That said, my dear ones, do not be like her. Cleave to me and scrape the vomit off yourselves and keep going. Yes, I use that word because that is the poison they smear you with that sticks and continues to burn lies into your being. The effluent from demons is poison that clings to believers and burns stains of unbelief and failure into their souls. It is wise to bind it to them when you pray deliverance prayers. Very wise. Using my name, they are stuck with it, and it poisons them with unbelief in their filthy missions. It mars their effectiveness and infuriates those who send them. And what's worse, the stronger the effluent, the more it damages their effectiveness. They come back in worse condition than they left in. In this moment, all I'm asking you to do is protect the vision and begin the work. You will find a respite in the attacks at first, but be vigilant because they are only in a lull planning their next assault. They haven't a chance if you abide in the vine. All they choose to throw at you will fail. I have prepared you well, and with some semblance of success and growth, you will grow stronger and stronger until you're fully functioning in your callings. Claire, no matter how critical you are, my love, truly you are making progress. Press in. Press in. Press in. Do not back off. Do not complain or talk negatively about yourself. That indeed is a smelly diaper I do not wish to have in your heart while I'm there. I have spent endless hours building you up in the vine. The grapes are beginning to bud. Do not let the enemy steal them. Do not talk down about yourselves, heart dwellers. Do you know the angels assigned to you cringe when you do that? No, Lord, I didn't know that. Well, they do. They see something totally different about you, and those words are damaging and hurtful. So please, do not allow yourself to think this way. It is not reinforcing your mission, but dragging it through the mud. You are not stupid. You are endowed with intelligence from above. You are not clumsy. You are graceful and charming. All those deprecating expressions of yours are left over from your teen years, and they are all lies. Well, that's true. I don't know about you guys, but I've always been in the habit of, oh, that was stupid, or what a dummy. Something like that when something goes wrong. I should have known better. What's the matter with me? I'm so dumb. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He doesn't want that at all. Jesus continued, well, enough said. You are beautiful, each and every one of you, and I derive endless consolation from being with you every day and seeing how you resemble me in your thoughts and feelings. Carry on, my beloved ones. Carry on. You have faced some steely battles. It's time for you to come into your fullness and reap the rewards you have earned.